Now, the rest of the story. Icebergs, the painting, was entitled. It was purchased by a British railroad tycoon named Sir Edward William Watkins, and it was hung in his family mansion, Rose Hill. The painting looked glorious on the landing in the front hall, overwhelming visitors much as its subject had overwhelmed the artist in the first place. In 1901, Sir Edward died. Rose Hill, no longer a family estate, became a home for unwed mothers, and then a convalescent home for veterans of World War I, and then a children's hospital. And finally, the Manchester Department of Social Services took over that old Victorian mansion and made it a home for delinquent boys. A home for delinquent boys. And all that while now, Fred's painting still hung on the landing. The years had soiled it. One disrespectful youngster had scrawled his name on it. And yet there it hung, glowing through the grime, majestic as ever. Until one spring day, Mrs. Myra Balch, B-A-U-L-C-H, wife of the superintendent of Rose Hill Boys Home, was faced with a financial dilemma. A country cottage reserved for use by the boys had fallen into disrepair, and yet no money was available for its renovation. Perhaps, considered Mrs. Balch as she gazed at the big old painting on the landing, perhaps they could sell that artwork for a few $100s, use that money to fix up the cottage. So a representative of the Chicago Art Institute paid a call on Rose Hill, and guess what? He asked, would Rose Hill's boys home accept $20,000 for it? Mrs. Balch had expected maybe a bid of a few hundred, but $20,000? But the man from the Chicago Art Institute explained that it was the work of the great Frederick Church, one of the most important American artists ever. Now, the Balches, who, as I say, had expected a few hundred for the artwork, had now been promised thousands, and that would be enough to restore the boys' country cottage, as they had never dreamed. But before they turned the painting over to the Art Institute, somebody from the Manchester Department of Social Services called Sotheby's in New York, and Sotheby's sent a representative, and the following October, Icebergs was sold at auction, and the final bid was the highest ever, by more than twice, for an American painting. One of the greatest rediscoveries in the history of art. The breathtaking scene witnessed by Frederick Church in 1859, the superlative study of frigid majesty and spectral light, was hiding all those years on a landing at Rose Hill, unappreciated and yet patiently appreciating, so it could make as its parting gift to the Home for Troubled Boys of Manchester, England, a gift of $2.5 million. And now you know the rest of the story.